Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Kempower, the reliable, quick, and scalable EV charging solutions for everyone and everywhere. And StarCharge, the largest EV charging manufacturer in the world, and is also a provider of residential and commercial battery storage. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Out of Spec podcast. How are you doing today? Great. Great to hear it. As long as you said good. If you said bad, I'm sorry you're having a bad day, but hopefully I can just add a little bit of spark to your day. I'm your host, Francie, and here on the Out of Spec podcast, we explore all things electric, try to keep you updated with the latest EV news, tell stories of EV ownership and the electric vehicle lifestyle, and essentially cover anything that is electric vehicle adjacent. And there's a lot to talk about in this space. And often we talk about the automaker strategies and who is becoming competitive, not only who's offering competitive offerings, but what is their strategy? Do they have a chance in really competing with those automakers that are just selling very high amounts of EVs and have a very satisfied customer base? Well, one that I have really loved to see what they're doing, how they're innovating, is the Hyundai Motor Group, which includes Hyundai, Kia, and Genesis. And, you know, I don't know if I would call them necessarily an underdog, but they are coming with a lot of EVs that are satisfying the market so far, that are hitting those important specs and being adopted into the US market as well. And it's also, you know, as a foreign automaker, South Korean-based automaker, it's really cool to see how they are contributing to the competitive market over here in North America. Today, we're talking about the IONIQ 5 Refresh. So the IONIQ 5 has been on the market, but recently Hyundai announced the 2025 IONIQ 5, which has significant improvements over the previous versions. And Kyle is really excited about the IONIQ 5 N. Or IONIQ N5. Can't remember exactly which one that is, but it's really sporty. It's performance-based. And a lot of these updates will be the in the N version as well, which I'll cover a little bit later. But Kyle has, we saw it at the LA Auto Show, the Los Angeles Auto Show, and he talks about it a lot there. So we will link any relevant videos in case you're interested in that version of the IONIQ 5. So an important disclaimer is that the info we're taking is from the Korean website. So there are some things that will be different in the US for what we get. And for example, the 2025 IONIQ 5 will offer digital side mirrors in the Korean market, but these are not allowed in the US under US regulation. And we don't know exactly what else will be different, but we expect that the US spec will be largely similar to the Korean version, with these little intricate differences being, of course, altered when necessary. But a little bit waiting to see when this will, one, be launched in the US and how different it will be from these original specs from what we've seen from the Korean site. But what was displayed at the LA Auto Show is probably something quite similar to what we'll be getting in the IONIQ 5 as well, with these updates and refreshes. And it's really great to see that Hyundai is not, and Kia are not only, and Genesis, of course, but are not only coming out with pretty decent offers in their, you know, kind of new offerings to the electric scene, but also taking them and improving on them. That's what we're going to continue to see, whether it's software, hardware, battery technology, you know, range, all that efficiency, how they're going to continue to improve over time to really help the EV adoption happen. So Hyundai is part of the Hyundai Motor Group. Like I said, this includes Hyundai, Kia, and Genesis. When grouped together, this was the second best-selling EV manufacturer in the U.S. last year in 2023. Hyundai alone was the fourth best-selling EV manufacturer in the U.S. in 2023. So there's no, those numbers speak for themselves. Hyundai actually has a long history of electrification and electric vehicles. Their first EV was in 2009, the Blue On, and it was, you know, what you expect to see from an EV in 2009, but, you know, they were working on this technology back then. And then came the original Ioniq, which was extremely efficient. Then the Kona, which was and still is a decent entry-level EV offering. And then they really came into their own with the Ioniq 5, which started in 2022 model year. It is an extremely competitive vehicle with respect to range, efficiency, and especially charging. 240 kilowatt peak charging speeds and a great charging curve from what we've seen. You get 10 to 80% in 18 minutes, and it's still class leading today, let alone 3 years ago. It's also a pretty good size, a desirable size. And even though it may look like a small crossover when you get a glimpse of it, it's mid-size with respectable space, which is sometimes hard to come by in the electric vehicle offerings. This is one of the hottest market segments. It's also worth mentioning that they are really killing it, Hyundai Motor Groups, including Kia, with the Kia EV9 as the three-row EV, which is not very common. And the team up in Fort Collins, I've said this before, but we actually have an EV9 thanks to the Fort Collins dealership. And we have that on a long-term loan. So we're definitely, we have tested it. We have covered it. So go to the Out of Spec Reviews channel if you're interested in learning more about that. I think it's probably a great family or big size SUV answer to your EV needs if you're looking for that. This brings us to this announcement, the 2025 Ioniq 5. It's a minor refresh to the styling with bumpers and lights. It has improvements to the sound deadening and ride quality, they say, and we will have to test that, of course, to see, one, how significant that is. Perhaps there is improvements, but really, how much of a difference does it make? We've been in some really quiet cars and some really not so quiet cars. The new inline trim that I talked about gives the sporty looks. So this is the Ioniq 5 without the full in treatment, without the full sporty treatment. This one has Ioniq 5 owners really excited from what we can tell. A rear wiper. So this didn't come with the first Ioniq 5. Not sure why. I think rear wipers are pretty important and pretty just usable, you know, usability. So it might sound kind of funny that that's exciting, but these little things can really make a difference in a driver's life. So the previous Ioniq 5 did not have the rear wiper, which kind of really affects visibility out the back with Colorado dusty roads or wherever you are. This can become quite annoying when there's either dirt or rain or snow on the back. And now they have one. So if you were worried about that, worry no more. It also has a significantly larger battery capacity. It went from 77.4 kilowatt hours to 84 kilowatt hours usable. And assuming the identical efficiency that we've seen with our testing, this would give the Ioniq 5 about 20 more miles of range that we saw in our 70 mile per hour range test. And if you haven't checked those out, we also have a podcast where we describe with my colleague Ryan how exactly we do the 70 mile per hour range test with our EVs. That's pretty cool. 20 more miles can really make a difference. It still maintains 10 to 80% in 18 minutes under ideal conditions. So this means the battery's at the right temperature, the charger's doing exactly what it needs to, the ambient temperature is right, you know, all these things to come together to make a perfect storm. And Hyundai will gain access to the supercharger network in the near future, but the current Ioniq 5 on the supercharger network is limited to 100 kilowatt charging speeds on those chargers due to the 800 volt architecture in the Hyundai EVs, but the Tesla superchargers only go up to 500 volt charging. So we have not heard about this changing. That's getting it in a little bit into the weeds here, but we have been exploring the topic of how will chargers' capabilities change? Will they go up to 1,000 volts? And then how will this affect what automakers build out in their EV architecture? So it could be a significant limitation for those in the North American market once they get access to the supercharger network. And just as an update, or as a reminder, the North American charging standard announcement from Hyundai Motor Group, Hyundai Kia, came out on October 5th of 2023. They are going to have the native J3400 connector or standard on Hyundai EVs from Q4 of 2024. And then they said that they will have an adapter for the CCS ports from Q1 of 2025. So Ford is getting access here in Q1 of 2024, but it's next year for Hyundai Motor Group. Unless anything changes, you never know. It could change. Things could move up in the timeline, but I don't know if Tesla is in much of a rush. On the interior of the IONIQ 5, back to that, there's a redesigned center console with more physical buttons. So some people love the screen or just being able to talk to the car, not really having to interact with any tactile buttons or stocks, but they must have found that at least some buttons were necessary again or preferred by the customer base. And I like a few buttons, you know, just let me feel for it, get used to it and do it without having to search through a screen. I also think about safety in that way. I don't know. Are you pro buttons, pro stocks? Do you not really mind as long as the car runs well? It also has a button in the trunk to put the seats down so you don't have to go to each side door and do it yourself. The little things that make the experience a whole lot easier sometimes. And also an improved phone key, improved software with the wireless Apple CarPlay and Android Auto and over-the-air updates. So this was all on the IONIQ 6, but now it's on the refreshed IONIQ 5 as well from 2025 model year on. These are pretty awesome updates, especially when you're just thinking, I have a great offer, let's make it even better. But it's still a very competitive segment in which the IONIQ 5 is. A sister vehicle is the EV6, the Kia EV6. For those who don't maybe like the IONIQ 5 styling, that's something to consider. You can get a very similar vehicle with similar great specs, but a different look. Of course, a huge competitor is the Tesla Model Y. Sold a tremendous amount last year, and it tops the charts in the EV space. So Model Y is the big competitor. And while it came first, second is quite far down the line. Tesla's numbers are just out of this world. Some other options, if you don't want to go Tesla, might be the ID4. We know that people really like the ID4. It's even improving more. We just covered that recently about the ID4 improvements. There's also the Ford Mach-E and the Aria, which are solid contenders, but aren't necessarily right up there with them. But there are some options out there. There's also the VinFast VF8. Just kidding. In terms of charging speeds, doesn't match up and does not have all the updates that this has. What do you all think about this? Do you think they're good improvements? What else would you like to see? Have you been in an IONIQ 5? Are you looking forward to the IONIQ 5 in? Do you like the IONIQ 6? What do you think of Hyundai Kia's approach in general? Do these updates make IONIQ 5 a class leader in your opinion? Would love to hear it in the comments. Let me know what you think. Thank you for plugging in with us for another episode of the Out of Spec podcast. Glad I could bring you another little spark of the news today. And I hope you carry on with the rest of your day thinking about this, thinking about how the EV space is evolving and have a curiosity about how automakers will continue to not only meet the status quo, but improve on what they have. Have a great rest of your day. I'll see you next time on the next episode of the Out of Spec podcast. Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.